Holder, we have to be concerned about Trump using paramilitary forces to suppress vote. By Ian Hanchett on July 21, 2020. On Tuesday's broadcast of MSNBC's The Readout, former Attorney General Eric Holder stated that we should be concerned about President Trump using paramilitary forces to suppress the vote and that if Trump loses, we have to be prepared for what he is going to do in the immediate aftermath of such a loss, and what he'll do for the time period between the election and the inauguration of the next president. After playing a clip of MSNBC analyst John Heilemann saying that we should consider the possibility that President Trump is rehearsing using law enforcement to intimidate voters, host Joy Reid asked, "Are you concerned about that, that these paramilitary forces will be used to suppress the vote using intimidation and fear?" Holder responded, "I mean, if you'd asked me that question about any other president, I would say, of course not. That's the script from a very bad movie. But this administration, this president has demonstrated that they have a capacity to go lower than we can possibly imagine. So, yeah, I think we have to be concerned about that." His attempt to talk about mail-in voting and all the fraud that is associated with it is factually incorrect. He's just trying to set up a situation where he has the ability to delegitimize a vote that he might lose. If he loses, and I expect that he will, then we have to be prepared for what he is going to do in the immediate aftermath of such a loss, and what he'll do for the time period between the election and the inauguration of the next president. We have to be prepared for things that this nation has never faced before, and unfortunately, that could involve the use of, you know, these forces. Who knows what he'll do in the people who are in, as part of his administration will support him in doing. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.